The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
And that enemy got a system here that he's trying to make it so you think you can't get anything except through his system. So he bids up companies that are big enough that hold all the money and keeps getting money, and so forth. So the saints of God would have to come to him. But you have a higher authority. You serve a God that shall provide. Here's Jacob, and he worked for a man named Laban. Laban's deceiving him now. He's deceiving him. See, anybody on that system can be deceived. And so he's on the system. What I'm saying is this. I'm saying that he forgets about his covenant. And now he's working for Laban. And he said, appoint me thy wages and I'll give it. Because he told Laban, I'd like to leave and go back to my father. He said, well, just tell me what you want me to pay you. Praise God. And he said unto him, you know how I have served you and how thy cattle was with me. For it was little which I had before I came, you had before I came, and now it's increased into a multitude. And the Lord has blessed you since my coming. Now, when shall I provide for my own house also? Okay? And he said, what shall I give you? And Jacob said, don't give me a thing. Here's what you do. If you will do this thing for me, then I'll again feed and keep your flock. And he made a deal with him. He said, now this is what I want you to do. He said, if any animals come out, spotted, speckled, and striped, they're mine. Everything come out plain is yours. Laban said, well, I got him now. I got it. But the biggest reason for poverty is an absence of self-production. And what happens is God has made you to produce under what normally are impossible situations. Say, I'm a producer. That here is God. He gives Jacob a dream. And when he gives him that dream, he shows him all the livestock coming out spotted, speckled, and striped. Then Jacob believes it. Because a dream is a way of transforming what we believe. And God said, if you can believe what? All things are possible. So a dream, and that's when Joseph had the dream, look how it transformed him. Now Jacob is having his dream, boom, it transformed him. Next thing you know, he goes and gets some sticks and then carves little places in the bark of the thing, puts the sticks before the watering trough. Every time the beasts would come up or the animals, they'd want a mate. And they'd come out with spotted, speckled, and striped. Now, notice that how God can give you an idea. Watch this. And not have you earn wealth because he'd been doing that for 20 years. Now he's creating wealth. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We're dipping into something right now. When I tell you, you can be a millionaire by December 31st, 2020. Don't think earning. You're an ambassador. You're not earning nothing. You are a joint heir with the wealthiest commonwealth that's an existence of the universe. Your job is to produce it. Now, your job is to don't tell me what God can't do. Because that's what he's showing you with Jesus. Jesus was showing himself productive. Hey, Jesus, we ran out of wine. He said, no problem. Get some water, fill this up, and so forth. Dip it out, take it to him. Boom, water turned to wine. So production. Hey, Jesus, we're up here on the mountainside. What? Jesus said, feed him. He said, well, how are we going to feed him? We don't have anything. And one said, well, there's a little boy here. Now, he has 2 fish and 5 loaves. Jesus said, that's enough. Bring that to me. Boom, 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 boom. Not only did he feed him, he fed him till everybody was full.
That's right. Come on.
Watch this. And then he said, take up the fragments that nothing be lost. Now, what do you think the 12 baskets went to? The little boy. Because he was doing self-production. See, he listened. Lord, see, I want you to come on up with me, see. Because the reason why people are hurting, begging, migrating, so forth, is because they're not using the facility of fruitfulness that God has put in every person. Listen, the world is using it. Many people in the world. The church can use it, but I want you to understand that the church is going to use it on a completely different level. See, the world has incremental innovation. That means they're just studying it, and it did trial and error, and so forth. They're doing a little bit more. But you're going to have disruptive innovation. You're going to be 10 times better. And by the time they try to catch up with you, you're going to be 10 times better again. Here. That's why I want you to come. Its name is Richard Montanez. He's coming. He was a janitor. He was mopping the floor. God gave him an idea. Now he's one of the chief executives at PepsiCo. He don't have all this education. He said, but Pastor, I've spoken at Harvard. Why? Self-production. See, it's not so much of how much sense knowledge you got. It's how much grace knowledge you got. Man, I'm preaching pretty strong now. See, when I tell you that about me, I want you to know I'm just not trying to get you to get money. I'm trying to get you to get in a position where you've got influence. Nobody listens to a poor man. It's in the book.
That's right.
So God can't want you poor. He's got to want you to have some kind of moolah. And it's not how many jobs you got. It's not how much they paying you, because if you're on the wrong side and you're still leaning on the system of this world, Satan can deceive you every way but Sunday. You get a raise, he'll do something else to snatch that away. Get another raise, he'll do something else to try to snatch that away, because he's a deceiver. The way Jesus caught him is through discernment. Lord have mercy. There is a lad here. Notice the disciples didn't catch it because they're carnal as a goat. So they didn't catch that because they're still in the flesh. But Jesus said, that's enough. Bring it here. All I need is 2 fish and 5 loaves to get this production center working. After they fed everybody, watch this, until they were all filled, so he's eradicating poverty. And then he said, take up the fragments now that nothing be lost. I'm sure the disciples looked at each other, fragments? Fragments? Ain't no fragments out there. And then they went out there and took up 12 baskets. So you got to discern the seed and discern your harvest. Some people say, I've been sowing for years and ain't got nothing. That's because you need to come out of this carnal thinking and sensory-oriented methodology, Lord have mercy. Come on over to discernment.
That's right.
Every time, you can't violate the principle of sowing and reaping. You cannot make it not work. That stuff came in and it passed by and you couldn't catch it. But this 2020 is a new vision. You're going to see stuff that you never seen before. Say amen to that. Woo, I'm preaching hard. No. You're a producer.
I am.
Say amen.
Amen.
God is not sending you somewhere without what it takes to do what he's called you to do. You're working at that job, thank God, but the biggest reason you're working there is to bless them. See, God got on me about that. He said, son, I'm not giving you a bunch of people so that you can think that's your source. He said, I can meet your needs with 12 folks. I can send you all over the world a million times with 12 people. He says, don't be putting no pressure on them. Just teach them. Because you're sowing seed. I mean, look at harvest. I'm sowing seed. Next thing I know, I said, Lord, I got to get this harvest. I want to get this, you know, people coming to harvest our restaurant. Good food, everything. Do you agree there's good food in harvest? And I said, man, I sowed that one seed. They had to lock the door. People trying to get in the door because they couldn't get anybody else in. It was full of capacity. They said, we can't get you in. They knocking on the door. Why? Why? I can't. I'm just saying, come on now. As an ambassador, the provisions are already there. My way of transferring them is through seed. See, when you're doing it seed time and harvest, when you're doing it that way, you're doing it by a covenant. Say covenant. You're doing it by covenant. And when you're doing it by covenant, no drought can stop a covenant from working. Come on. And no downturn in the economy can stop a covenant from working. Watch this. No enemy can stop your covenant from working. See, the covenant's got to work.
That's it.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
This enemy wants people not to leave his system. And he does it many times by threat. If you tithe, you will go broke. This is what he's telling people in their mind, see? He's telling them that. It's threatening you. See, when you read it in the Bible, and he gives you something else in your thinking, go with the Bible.
That's right. Yeah.
Go down in your pocketbook and get that money out there. And watch this. Go with radical sowing. That woman didn't have but two mites, did it?
Yeah.
Did she? It didn't say she put it in that bucket. What did it say? She threw him. Pow!
Yeah.
See, you got to do that because Satan, see, Likeboshanda, the warfare is in, Lord have mercy, can I say this? The warfare is in choices. That's where your warfare is going to be. And that enemy got a system here that he's trying to make it so you think you can't get anything except through his system. So he bits up companies that are big enough that hold all the money and keeps getting money, and so forth. So the saints of God would have to come to him. But you have a higher authority. You serve a God that shall provide. See, you got what I'm saying? I'm saying if they don't have anything in the world that can heal you, you could come to the elder of a church. And he'll anoint you with oil, whatever you got. Over in the book of Matthew, I think it's chapter 12, it said, Jesus healed them all. Here it is, right here. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. What was left after all? This is righteous fruit. See, the enemy wants to sow his fruit. Daniel chapter 1 again. And look at verse 5. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand, what? What did it say? Before the king. Keep going, keep going. Now, among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Got it? Unto whom the princes of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. Now notice, he changed their names, because each one of the names that he changed it to is the worship of a false god. And the names that they had was attaching them to the true God. See? And notice what Daniel, notice what Babylon was after. Babylon was after erasing all traces of the God Jehovah. Satan does not change. See?
Come on.
He is trying to erase all traces of the God of heaven and earth. Take the name or the part of the Pledge of Allegiance under God, take that out. Take the Bibles and prayer out of schools. Now notice what he's after. Erase all trace of God. He is using everything from legislation to socialism to erase all trace of your God. And he's also trying to make it so that you or anybody else won't believe you're man of God. That's why he said in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, he said that believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. And if you believe you're what? Prophets, what are you going to do? You're going to prosper. Look at Luke chapter 4, where Jesus stood up and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, recover sight to the blind, set at liberty to them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Close the book and set out. The eyes of all them in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began to say, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ear. Then he went on to talk about a woman. He's saying, here's the prophet, and he had to go to a woman outside the covenant to get his needs met. Because the people who should be going to, they wouldn't believe him. And I'm telling you right now, it's amazing how the enemy can try to come in and affect the minds of a lot of the people that I'm preaching to every Sunday. And I get reports, one lady don't go here, listen to it every Sunday, bought an apartment building. Another lady that don't go here in Florida, you Mercedes cash, debt free. That I'm saying, wait a second. What's up here? And I'm saying the spirit of familiarity or the spirit, come on, or an unbelieving spirit that he just preaching. I'm not just preaching. I'm trying to get God back in your life. Because it's very subtle. All of a sudden you eat and you don't say the blessing over the food. Or get in a public place and ashamed to say the blessing over the food. I'm telling you, the devil is coming after the church. And what you got to do is get bold. You're going to have to say, wait a minute, Jehovah is God. Jesus is Lord. Say make you a millionaire in a month. Woo! Boy, that came out of the Spirit of God. Because it's not earned, it's created. And if you believe you're a prophet, you will prosper. Man, oh man. Satan is trying to wipe out all traces of the Bible. Trying to make you see it like a natural in a storybook or whatever have you. Trying to make it wiped out. And there are people that Satan is using that he plants in churches to help unbelief. And I'm telling you, those days are over. We're about to get wild for Jesus. I'll be on fire, man. People gonna say, you act like a fanatic. I am. He saved me. He healed me. He delivered me. He's filled me with the Holy Ghost. Why shouldn't I shout about it, man? No. You see what Jesus was doing? Jesus was wiping out every trace of the devil. Every trace of him should be wiped out in the church. He healed them all. Every demonic got delivered. It didn't make any difference. Every person, the men here in the book of Acts, they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Man jumped up, praise God. Watch this, had never walked. It wasn't so much they wanted him to walk, as they wanted him to be a producer. They were getting his job back. They were getting his ability, his esteem back. You're here to eradicate whatever the devil has done in people's lives. You are a representative of the Redeemer. Tell him to come on home. Say, I am. I'm immune to everything in this world that God has made it so. I am protected by heaven's government. And in the name of Jesus, I'm going to finish the work that he's called me to do. In Jesus' name, shout about it to him. What you see. You've got to go by your constitution, which says that 1,000 may fall at your side, that if you hold your mouth, you'll rescue not only you, but your seed. And that media is trying to paint a picture that this thing's supposed to come to you too. It'll try to qualify it. Well, it seems to be having most effect on people over this age and people who've got some other diseases and so forth. Get rid of that. Come on, that enemy is using that media to stir up fear. And fear will make you say stuff that you never thought you would say. Job said, teach me in chapter 6 of Job, and I'll hold my tongue. I think it's 24. And show me where I have messed up. He said, I'll hold my tongue. The reason why I got wiped out in my business, I got my kids killed, so forth, because of my tongue. My tongue, I could have held my tongue and protected my whole house. So I don't care how bad it looks, you speak life. Say amen. to that. I'm telling you, the devil can even make the instruments that the doctors use be off. They told this man took x-rays that he had cancer, and he got there and he did an autopsy when he died and was not a trace of cancer in his body. I don't believe nothing but the word of God. Man, that's the key right there, man.
Today's message, God's Protection in Troubled Times, is available in its entirety on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4. To order in the U.S., call 800-711-9327 or go online at billwinston.org. In Canada, call us at 844-298-2900 or go online at billwinston.ca. As a kingdom citizen, God has promised to protect and provide for you, independent of what's going on in the world today. We're living in uncertain times. This teaching is needed now, more than ever, to strengthen our faith in God's protection and provision for our lives and the lives of our loved ones. Today's message will help you build a shield of faith around you so that you won't only survive during these times, but thrive like never before. Get a copy of today's message, God's Protection in Troubled Times, for yourself, and bless a friend with a copy as well.
Hello, Bill Winston here. I have a book that should be in the hands of every person that is in the body of Christ. It's called Faith and the Marketplace. You know, once you get born again, God doesn't take you out of the world. He leaves you in it. And that same thing about your profession or wherever you work or what your gifting is, whatever it is, you're going to have to attach faith to it because that's God's way. Without it, you can't please Him. So you're going to have to attach faith to it. And I think what happens, some people get born again, but they don't know how to use faith in their profession or in raising of kids or a family or whatever they do. And as a result of that, they end up toiling. I've got good news for you. No more toil. This is it. This is going to tell you how now to manage your life with faith that you, whatever you, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a beautician, whatever you are, it doesn't make any difference. You can apply faith to it and it succeed every time. That's what this is all about. God is a God of success. He wants you to win and win big. So his faith in the marketplace should be a part of your library. I guarantee you, it'll bless you. Get it today. Bill Winston saying, we love you and keep walking by faith.
Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.